and from dolls to cartoons. Now we want to take just a couple minutes to note a huge ratings boost for the cable channel that until a few weeks ago, most people had never heard of. I'm talking about FXX, which just finished airing every one of the 522 episodes of The Simpsons.
Now it's time for the best kind of bonding, staring blankly at the TV.
The Every Simpsons Ever Marathon on FXX.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us. And Eric, how well did they do with that marathon?
They did incredibly well. It raised the profile of this cable channel that a lot of people had not heard of, XXX, and it enabled them to finish, according to the New York Times, as the highest rated network in all of cable television amongst the audience that advertisers love, which is viewers age 18 to 49, three nights out of the 12 that they did that run. And it just incredibly expanded their viewership, and it made people aware of a channel that just over a year ago was known as the Fox Soccer Channel. So,
Well, and by the way, I think you just called it XXX, which I think is something different.
Or FXX. Yes.
FXX. Yes. So where did they go from here with that then?
Well, this channel has always been considered a home for comedies that FX has that appeal to young male viewers. So they have shows like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, The League. They're going to air there. And in fact, The League debuts its new season tonight with a show called Ally G Resurrection. You may remember Sacha Baron Cohen had a character named Ally G. They have a sort of a new show featuring that character, and that's going to air on FXX. But I think it's interesting that not a lot of people are even aware that these shows air on this channel. So the Simpsons marathon was important that it made people aware of the channel and these shows.
Did you watch any of the Simpsons episodes?
Oh, of course, you know, and it turned the reruns into a live event, which I think is really important. We love live television now, and it's more important than ever. And it made these reruns into something that people could share on social media and things like that. So I think that's why it was successful, too.
I watched some of them myself, including the one where Lisa gets braces, which was great, even after all these years. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.